I'm Malika Ndlovu, and today on Badilisha Poetry Exchange, we feature dynamic young South African voice Thabiso Mkwana with a kind of stream of consciousness fly on the wall piece entitled Another Conversation.
Attention.
Early morning interview in Midrand. Been bumming off friends for the past 3 months. Timberlands, chinos, and one of my boy shirts.
Remix. For every master of ceremonies.
All brown like the scummy side street soldier I've recently become. Everything ironed, smelling like plenty bucks. Marage baizi, zegamutsete. Double ironed at the top, but still not looking like a flop. I gotta rush to the top of Cilia's. I get a lift from my moms and pops. Bradley's on the couch. Ironic, he sleeps with a closed mouth. Doggy's in his bed, brand new spreads, dreaming about his next feature. Yesterday was a threefold spread, article, editorial, and a poster. Boys moving up. Rich number gave me 10 bucks, had to hit the net cafe, part of the project plan. Instead, we have a loaf of bread and 3 rand change. The manager's gonna be deranged. There's an August chill, a frigid breeze, and a cloudy cast. It's 6:49 in the a.m. Check the call list. Mama, 6:24. Hope they haven't passed. Where must we meet you? Cilia's and Walker. Where's that? You know the engine garage on Walker? With the stairs? The what? She asks a man. He seems to know that stand. Okay, Kaibona. Now count 3 robots, including the ones at the garage, and I'll be there. So now they are aware. Sender, please call me right there to both folks so they are aware of my anxiety. Don't have much time to spare. The phone rings. Old man. Work. Shit. They've gone. So what's going on? Young man, we are long gone. Their knowledge of the sunny side leaves much to be desired. What now? May I come through, perhaps get some loot? He suggests I do. It's 7 a.m. Now I gotta walk to town, then down to my rubber start. Let's make this quick. Past the house of Mbeki, down Troy Street. I pass Gabo D, ignore the memories, place aside any future possibility. Left onto Risik. Oh, that's what he meant when he said you don't turn left. Past the Sasol garage, double up Dago Freedom, straight onto Mayors, down to Kotze. Mami, Likai, Keteng, Wenao Kai. Answering is a luxury. Kibukai Makwinya, Keranda. I'll have one. Just go twarisa mala. Hagetswere getlala, I have the tendency yahungala, sometimes loho kwata, temper tantrum nyana. Now that can't be good for an interview. We have got to be smooth. You and whose crew? Shut up, Smalls, it's me and you. Let's grab a smoke from the next lady too. Legwenya, the juice. Turn left into Kotze. Everybody's looking prepared for slavery. Others ready for dry cleaning brains. Cross at the curve, past Ria's place, village garden or garden village. Right into Menki's, double up Ngase bullpen, around the salon. Hope the gate is open. It's closed, but not locked. Pull with my right hand, just a bit. Slender, 535 Matsamaya. Aga Katali, ke waya waya. Slip through, ignore the dude, I'm feeling rude, but I'm in a mood. Stay focused on the job, dude. On to Esalen, cross over to the DTI side. We gotta check this Theosophical Society out. Sisonke, serious, with no doubt. Don't wanna break my stride, watch the traffic lights, traffic itself with one eye. It's that complication of crossing Nelson Mandela. Imagine the complication of really crossing Mandela. Must be looking strange. Why? Many eyes are watching, seem to be scrutinizing. Shut up, you paranoid geekazoid. Smalls, we gotta discuss your manners. Fuck you and your language planners. I didn't see the little boy on the corner of Dutoit whose old man sells toys. Left on to Skuman. Around the corner is the point of this poetic joint. It's now 7:25. School kids are buzzing. They don't wear blazers, just grey slacks and blue jerseys on their backs. Black shoes and white shirts with collars peeking through. They all smell like lunchboxes. Tavorot, Ovet, Rama on that bread. Baloni kamuteng, le orosi kasaiteng. It's the funniest thing, because these days, a lunchbox is found in the pocket in the form of a bearer bond docket, or maybe just jingling bells. As I pass the spoiled delinquency, my ears are alerted, the words sound perverted, my mind feels deserted, and my heart seeks an aversion. Nigga, you gay. Yeah, I'm sure they're playing, and those are words you would often find me saying, but they can't be older than 13. And yes, I might be making a big deal about an issue that to most is not for real. But I'm convinced he doesn't know what it means. And if he does, it's a media definition of the word nigger and of the word gay. But now he's made a phrase, took an ancestral slave, made him gay in an offensive way, and directed it to a schoolmate. And it just seems okay. Then you wonder how a high school ninja can infiltrate Iskila and chop, chop, chop without ukufila. Mfethu, the robot is red. What, you wanna get dead? It's all that shit in your head. Who gives a fuck what the kid said? He didn't even swear. Okay, maybe the gay thing was a bit unfair. I'd hate to be called a fag with a dick up his ass in front of a bitch with a hot ass. I don't know, Smalls, it just felt bad.
Yay! What a fresh, delightful narrative poem set in a local urban cityscape. A smart weaving of colloquial tongue and locations familiar to anyone who knows Joburg City, with a style that is a fabulous tribute to this iconic space. Not only is there serious talent with wordplay, rhyme, and spoken word delivery, but this 5-minute flow is such a clever tapestry of insights, imagery, and contemporary youth issues. The social dynamic expressed in a lingo that reflects a wordsmith with a sharp eye and ear for detail, for the moment, the clash, the contradiction of seemingly ordinary things around him, around us, in public spaces every day. This is too short to be called a soundbite, more of a meaty slice of life. In a local South African spoken word landscape saturated with cliché and a need for indigenous innovation rather than the global village regurgitation, Thabiso is a gem that should avoid being polished and neutralized. Raw is real and rich in this instance. Definitely a poet I want to hear more from. Born in Kagiso, raised in Diepkloof, polished in Scummyside, and studying in Cape Town is Thabiso's one-line biographical summary. He says he's a self-proclaimed wordsmith exploring the multiverse, one syllable at a time. I'm up for the journey, and I hope you enjoyed this first voyage with Thabiso too. For more evocative and deliciously diverse Pan-African poetry, stay connected to Badilisha Poetry Exchange. And remember, you can download any of our featured poets via iTunes. You can also send us your feedback and recommendations of poets we should feature by joining our Facebook group and following us on Twitter.